Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Now at 4:30, a local convenience store reopens after a bomb scare forced an evacuation. What we're learning this morning about the suspect and the weapons of mass destruction he's accused of having.
And our dangerous heat continues as we head over the next couple of days. I'll talk about just how hot it will feel and if we have any rain chances to help cool us off coming up.
Plus, new overnight developments about Senator Mitch McConnell's health following a freeze-up that is renewing concerns.
And back on the rise, why gas prices across North Carolina are suddenly surging, with some increases being the largest we've seen in more than a year. A penny up, a penny down, you don't really notice, but these are significant increases. It certainly caught our attention, and we're sure it will catch yours. 4:30, everybody. We'll try to keep your attention this morning with all the news we have to tell you. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, as soon as you get outside this morning and drive around, you're going to notice those gas prices. You're also going to notice the temperatures once again. Anthony Baglione is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. Broke a record yesterday, Anthony, huh?
Yeah, 97 degrees officially at RDU. That was the hottest day of the entire year. And I have us once again today at 97 this afternoon. But what I will say is if you can get those plans done earlier rather than later, you're going to be glad to do so because we're going to be well above our normal of 91 the next couple of days. We're at 99 into Saturday. Those are the actual air temperatures. Feels like temperatures will be hotter than that in the low to potentially upper 90s, just depending on the day. We are at 77 right now, that dew point at 73, meaning it feels humid out there, and we're not going to see that change anytime soon. 88 for us already by 11 o'clock. No big rain chances for us today. It's just going to be that heat that we're talking. 103 feeling like here at 3 and 4 o'clock this afternoon. We will keep the sunshine. Like I said, no big rain chances, but we'll talk about here some storms possible for the weekend and that big time heat, just how hot it'll feel into tomorrow and Saturday, Sunday, guys. Coming up here in a few minutes.
Thanks, Anthony. This Sheetz store in Holly Springs is back open this morning after a bomb scare. Police arrested 50-year-old Norman Bray of Sneed's Ferry at the Sheetz on Avent Ferry Road last night. They say he was acting suspiciously, and when they found his vehicle, it had hazardous materials and a suspected bomb inside. Officers evacuated the store and blocked off the parking lot until Raleigh police and the FBI could get to that scene. You can see the SUV in the video burned out and with the driver's side window smashed. Bray is facing charges including possession of weapon of mass destruction.
Raleigh police are working to make an arrest after someone shot at a woman's car while she was driving on Rock Quarry Road. The woman was able to pull her car into a Food Lion parking lot at Rock Quarry and Battle Bridge Roads. She was not hurt. Investigators say someone had shot several times into her car, including a bullet that went through her windshield.
You've probably noticed that you are back to paying more at the pump, as we mentioned off the top of the newscast. The new numbers show overnight price jumps big this week, biggest we've seen in more than a year. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live in Raleigh with a look at what we can expect today as we head out to fill up. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning. Gas prices in Raleigh have jumped about 14 cents a gallon this week. We're at a gas station that's on Atlantic Boulevard, or rather Atlantic Avenue right now, and it's 341, which is actually 9 cents below the current state average. Average gas prices nationwide have spiked 11 cents in the past 72 hours. Drivers haven't encountered anything like this since last June.
Add all of that up, rising oil prices, refinery issues, high demand, and low supply. And that's why gas prices are suddenly starting to take back off.
That was Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy. And he says that we also need to be bracing for higher prices as we head into August, the thick of hurricane season. He says that if places like Texas and Louisiana get hit hard by storms, their oil refineries could be impacted. That could lead to a lower supply and higher prices for us. So if you want to check out the cheapest gas prices in your area, go to WRAL.com and search Fuel Tracker. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News. Live in Raleigh.
Thanks, Kelsey. And that new data released by AAA in the last hour shows the national average 371, North Carolina's 350, Raleigh's 351, up 17 cents in the last week.
A new indictment could be handed to former President Donald Trump as early as today. This morning, his legal team is preparing for next steps. This comes after a target letter more than a week ago and reports that a grand jury is scheduled to meet. As of right now, there's no official word from the Department of Justice. Trump claims he is the victim of prosecutorial misconduct in an effort by the DOJ to interfere in the 2024 election.
New developments this morning in the Cross Creek Mall shooting in Fayetteville. Fayetteville police say they now have the suspect in custody. He's been identified as 51-year-old Michael Floyd. Investigators say he got into an argument with an employee in the food court Wednesday. Officers say Floyd eventually left, walked out, but then came back with a gun. WRL spoke to Army veteran Robert Williams, who witnessed the chaotic scene and helped to hold Floyd down.
Right when I saw that he was by himself and nobody else was around, I pulled my gun on him. I said, get on the ground. Let me see your hands. Get on the ground. Get on the ground now.
Williams says that's when he was able to put his knees on the man's hands and hold him down. He says an officer eventually arrived and the man was put into the police cruiser. Fayetteville police confirmed Williams' account of that incident. The Army vet who quickly jumped into action says he served his country, and even now as a civilian, he feels it is his duty to serve his community as well.
New this morning, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell recently fell at a D.C. airport just days before his news conference freeze up. NBC News says just days after, I should say. NBC News says two sources familiar with the fall says it happened on July 14th. No, that was before, as McConnell was getting off a plane. They say he was not seriously hurt and was later seen at the Capitol that day. There are reports that McConnell also has recently been using a wheelchair as a precaution when moving through crowded airports. Meanwhile, concerns are growing this morning after the 81-year-old froze while making opening remarks about a bill Wednesday.
This week has been good bipartisan cooperation and a string of
He was silent for 19 seconds. Some of his GOP colleagues then ushered him toward his office. McConnell returned to the podium a few minutes later to take more questions. He told reporters he was feeling fine. Earlier this year, McConnell sustained a concussion and a cracked rib after falling in Washington. He spent 6 weeks recovering.
Soldiers in the African country of Niger say they have ousted the country's president. In a televised statement, the group says it has removed President Mohamed Bazoum from power. They have also closed the country's borders and imposed a curfew. Hundreds of protesters gathered in the streets outside the capital. The president's official Twitter account said he and his family are safe. Green Berets and Rangers from Fort Liberty are in Niger. The U.S. Embassy says the situation remains calm at the moment.
This morning, we're hearing from advocates of shooting victims in Durham. It comes after a string of shootings happened on Tuesday, leaving six hurt. Duke University Hospital's Violence Recovery Program helps victims of violence recover physically and mentally. Since September, they've helped almost 150 shooting and stabbing victims. The program manager says whether it's one patient or six, the disregard for life is frustrating. The team works to ensure the violence targeting these victims does not happen again.
Some of the results that we've been able to achieve is, one, having our patients feel supported while they're here in the hospital, and also knowing that outside of here that there are people who care and want to support and want to help and connect to resources.
That manager says working with these patients takes a toll on the healthcare providers. They say they make sure to take care of each other as well. The Wake Forest Fire Department is mourning the loss of one of their own. Firefighter Austin Smith died Wednesday. He worked at the fire department since 2016. The department says he will be remembered for his dedication and work ethic.
GalaxyCon gets started today in Raleigh, giving fans a chance to meet celebrities from TV, movies, and more. Organizers say the ongoing strikes in Hollywood will change things a bit this year, though. They say all the celebrities who have been advertised for the convention will still appear to sign autographs and take photos. But they won't be able to talk about their current projects, and other topics related to their work may also be off limits. Fans will not be allowed to ask questions during panel discussions. GalaxyCon is happening today through Sunday at the Raleigh Convention Center.
The U.S. women's march for a third straight World Cup hit a bit of a snag in their game against the Netherlands. The U.S. trailed the Netherlands 1-0 at halftime after giving up a goal early in the first half. Lindsey Horan got the Americans back in the game, though, with a second-half goal to tie it at 1. And that's how the game ended. The Americans will be looking to get a win or a draw against Portugal in the last group stage game to guarantee they'll advance to the next round. So still in it. That game against Portugal to wrap up the group stage is happening Tuesday morning starting at 3. You can watch it live on Fox 50.
Coming up, a normal workday interrupted in Clayton. See the shocking video of the moment a truck crashed into this tire shop.
Plus, Pat Welter and Casey Hintz are in Charlotte for the ACC kickoff. They'll give us a look at NC State and UNC as they gear up to take the stage.
And we'll give you this live look downtown Raleigh right now this morning. It's getting hot today, and Anthony Baglione will share the high heat index. Could reach triple digits.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back. It is 4:44 on this Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Anthony Baglione. Elizabeth has the morning off. We are certainly going to see yet another hot and humid day for us. Where we sit right now, though, across the state, not too bad. It's certainly humid out there, but most of us temperatures in the 70s. Boone, how about that? 62, as we expect of the higher elevation there, a little bit cooler. Our muggy meter puts us right now in the tropical category. We do not see any break from that humidity the next couple of days, and that really even starts to affect our heat index value into tomorrow and Saturday. Feeling like 102 for us today, but we really start to see these crank up. 110 is what it's going to feel like into Saturday. That is plain dangerous heat. If you can get those activities done this morning, that's going to be a very good bet here as we see that heat and humidity.
Take a look at this surveillance video showing the moments a truck crashed right through a Clayton tire shop. Employees who were in there say they are glad everyone walked away alive. The red pickup truck swerved off the street and into a ditch and then directly into Rockside Tire Shop. The driver and store employee were injured. The general manager says the employee is recovering.
They were sitting right here and they saw the truck coming, and of course they hollered, "Get out of the way," and one of the boys didn't get out quick enough, and one of the tires clipped his right leg, I think, and has got it. He's in some pain, but he's going to be okay maybe Monday or Tuesday next week.
And he says they're hoping to be back open by the first of next week. Store employees say this incident stresses the importance of paying attention when driving.
We've learned that the three Camp Lejeune Marines found dead inside a vehicle died of carbon monoxide poisoning. That's according to the North Carolina Medical Examiner. 19-year-old Lance Corporal Tanner Kaltenberg, 23-year-old Lance Corporal Mirek Stockery, and 23-year-old Lance Corporal Ivan Garcia were found dead in a car outside of a Speedway gas station. This was in Hampstead early Sunday morning. One of their mothers called 911 to report her son missing after she said he never arrived on his flight to Oklahoma the night before.
Some people in Wake County are concerned they won't be able to pay their property taxes on their homes after last month's increase. Currently, Wake County has three different programs to help with property taxes. They include Senior and Disabled, Tax Deferment, and Disabled Veterans Program. Thousands of people received help last year, but for those who won't qualify, Wake County has found a way to offer more assistance.
We've put in a number of programs that help people with their utility bills. They can help first-time home buyers by providing low-interest loans. They can help seniors in particular, but really anybody, make improvements or repairs that are necessary repairs to their homes.
Utilities and home repairs don't cover property taxes, but they do provide homeowners with some help. If you're interested in applying for assistance, you can do so through the Wake County government's website.
600,000 more North Carolinians are in line to have access to Medicaid starting October 1st, so long as the budget is in place soon. The Department of Health and Human Services said federal officials have agreed to let the state get started on some steps toward that goal while the state waits for final approval. When state lawmakers approved Medicaid expansion earlier this year, they tied it to the budget, so the expansion can't happen until the budget becomes law. But House and Senate leaders still can't agree on what the final budget should look like. House Secretary Cody Kinsley says the steps they're taking should allow the October 1st start date if lawmakers and Governor Cooper can agree on a budget by the end of August.
Only on WREL, former North Carolina Health Secretary, current CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen is talking about her new role. Dr. Cohen is in her third week as the agency's director. And she told WREL's Lena Tillett she is taking the lessons she learned leading our state through the pandemic to rebuild trust with the American people.
For me, it's about how do we really make sure that we are getting out fast, accurate, simple information that we can repeat over and over and meet people where they are. So that's what we're going to be focused on. It's what we did in North Carolina. Well, they're going to take that playbook here to CDC.
You can find the full conversation with Dr. Cohen on our website, WREL.com.
Morning, everybody. Pat Welter here with Casey Hintz at ACC Kickoff in Charlotte. And Casey, UNC football set to talk to us today. So is a new-look NC State team.
Yeah, Pat, there's going to be a lot of new on both sides of the ball, but it all starts with that new offense under first-year offensive coordinator Robert and I. Remember, he's bringing one of his guys with him, former Virginia quarterback Brennan Armstrong. Now, Dave Doran's group went 8-5 last season, but as he likes to remind us, that is with four different quarterbacks. So the Pack looking for some consistency under center.
Definitely consistency for UNC at the quarterback position. With Drake Maybach, he's a Heisman front runner, could be a top five pick in next year's NFL draft. And Mack Brown has been recruiting really well since his return to Chapel Hill. A lot of people waiting for them to take that next step. This could be the year. So we're going to hear from both teams today. We'll have reports this afternoon and evening on WREL. We'll send it back to you guys in Raleigh.
Pat and Casey, thank you. We now know who will be the quarterback when the Carolina Panthers get their season started. Coach Frank Reich says rookie Bryce Young will be the team's starting quarterback for game one. Reich made the announcement yesterday as the Panthers met for their first day of training camp. The regular season gets started September 10th in Atlanta. Can't believe it's almost football season, but we are sweltering this summer season. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione with how hot it's going to be today.
Yeah, we really are just not seeing any break at all from this heat and humidity. It's going to continue with us here into the weekend, and I don't see any big time storm systems coming through to just kind of shake up the atmosphere, if you will, and bring us some relief from that. Here's where we sit this morning, though. Our North Hills camera, it is nice and calm. You step outside, though, certainly the humidity is one thing you will notice, but temperatures not too bad right now. We're going to see highs, the actual air temperatures, keep in mind, at 97 this afternoon by about 3 o'clock or so. Should come with lots of sunshine, a few clouds floating on through, but the feels like temperature, this is always what gets us this time of year. When you factor in that actual air temperature plus the humidity, this is really the more important number is what it feels like. 102 for us today, 107. Tomorrow, Saturday will feel like the hottest day here this weekend at 110, 105 into Sunday. So that is certainly dangerous heat if you're headed out. Make sure lots and lots of water, stay hydrated, take lots of breaks. For instance, if you're out this afternoon, taking a walk, things like that. It's just going to be a good day to find some shade. Maybe hang by the pool. Lots of sunscreen, though, too, as well. Here's where we're headed, though, actual air temperature-wise. We stick in the mid to upper 90s here the next little while. Monday into Tuesday of next week is when I think we could see a little bit of a break from this. Back down potentially Tuesday, Wednesday into the 80s. So that will feel better. We just got to get through this weekend, first of all. If you want to head, let's say, to the beach tomorrow on your Friday for as we head into the weekend, get some relief. 87 there, Wrightsville, 93 Nag's Head. It should be in the low to mid 90s there in Wilmington. I was just there yesterday and the water temperature is the perfect amount where it feels refreshing. It's not too hot though. So it's going to be a good weekend for that, I think. Talking about the tropics here, all things beach related as well. Here's one area of development we're watching in the Atlantic. This is a wave that has pushed off the coast of Africa. You see the center of it right there. And when the hurricane center draws this, it means this outlook area is where this center is headed and where it could potentially develop. It has about a 40% chance over the next 7 days. So not great odds at this point, but we could potentially see a tropical depression into this weekend and early next week. Where it goes beyond that, we'll have to watch. And most of the models do keep that out to sea, but I just want to make you aware that's what we're looking at. Look at that big time heat, 98 on Friday, 99 Saturday, maybe a few isolated storms there, guys, Saturday into Sunday, and then a refreshing 88 degrees there into Tuesday of next week.
Well, feel downright refreshing. You're right, Anthony. Thank you. According to experts, 1 in 10 young adults use e-cigarettes. New technology could help reduce use among teens. How Juul plans to block people who are under 21 from using their vapes.